Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Sorry, I thought I had one of those brain throat ball things.
Sorry?
You never had one of those, what do they call them? Tonsil rocks?
Oh my God.
What do they call them?
Oh, I hate those.
They smell like straight up poop. They look like tiny brains.
Garbage.
Yeah.
They do look like tiny brains. Tonsil. Fuck. What are they called?
Ooh, have you stones. Ever
seen tonsil stones?
Yeah. I kept thinking kidney. What's in my kidney?
Have you ever seen people like pushing those out? Videos of people like.
No. From their tonsils?
Yes. Their tonsils get huge.
And I don't know where tonsils are. Stones. Oh my God. I'm allergic to this beer.
I'll take it. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going to finish it.
How do you know?
Because my lips are swelling.
What?
And this is the third time this has happened. I've gone to bed and my lips have been fully like, what? I got injections. And I thought it was just because I cried all day. I know. I develop weird allergies after.
Oh, children?
Yes.
Weird.
Yeah. Sorry. If I'm like, it's because my lips are.
What if your throat just closes? Oh my God. On the podcast? How insane.
Well, that would make sense. That would be the way this ends. That sounds about right.
So what I wanted to talk to you about is kangaroo pouches. Let's talk about them.
Okay.
What do you think they look like on the inside?
They're gross.
They're fucking gross.
I thought that they were a pocket. Fuzzy. Like fleece-lined pocket.
Fuzzy pockets.
Yeah.
No.
No, they're
flesh. It looks like
flesh.
A fucking horror pocket.
It's like a it's like a vagina.
Yes.
Pocket.
Yes.
But could you imagine
also there's
having
some
your
hairs sticking out in weird places?
Could you imagine your vagina pocket like being at your stomach and you could just like open it up and take a look-see?
Puss pocket.
Yeah.
Your baby? Because then the kangaroos come, they're birthed, and
yes.
They're as small as a jelly bean.
Yes.
I got on TikTok today, and I follow a guy who has a kangaroo farm. And he was like, today we're going to show you inside Sheila's pouch or whatever. And just straight up walked up to the kangaroo, ripped its pouch open. They stretch so far, it was horrifying. But I was like, what's
all
in
I keep
there?
Thinking about is, did that kangaroo consent?
Yeah, he
and
said
I almost just called it a giraffe.
Somebody... Somebody commented that and was like, why was she okay with that? And he said, she's my best friend. She lets me look at her baby all the time. And I was like, I don't want to follow this guy anymore.
What?
Yeah, but so the first kangaroo had like a 5-year-old freaking kid in there. No, but it was.
I pictured a human child. I need you to know that.
But don't they call kangaroos kids too?
No, joeys.
What's a kid?
A kid is a goat.
Fuck.
Shane's over there nodding his head like he knows. I worked at a zoo, okay?
I love that he walked by just pants a-swishing.
I know.
Like the loudest wind pants I've ever heard.
Those are. We bought those
for the 90s party.
Yeah, for the 90s party.
Yeah.
But he wears them in the wood shop because nothing sticks to him.
Yeah.
He just brushes them right off.
I'm sorry, you weren't loud. It made me laugh.
There should also be gloves out in the woodshed. Shop. It's not a shed. It's our full-on garage. Okay. Love you. Bye.
So kangaroo pussies.
Yep. The puss pouches. I'm with you. Inside of one.
I mean, I'm inside of one.
They like cling. The little
they
jelly
look
beans.
Like jelly beans.
They
don't have
to it.
Arms or legs at first. And then they just like suckle.
Yes.
And then they grow arms.
Yes.
And then they grow legs. And then they're full on.
But they're like not attached.
No.
No, they
wait,
just
the
hang
arms
on.
You know. I'm like, they grow separately. I didn't watch that part.
Their limbs are attached.
But the kangaroos. Yeah, the joeys are not attached to the kangaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one day they just like hop out. Like, what's
when do
up,
they
world?
Stop
I'm
being
here.
Joeys and when do they start being Kangas?
Here's what's weird because again,
Kanga
one...
and Roo.
Yes. You just now put that together.
No.
So it was haunting because I saw one and I was like, oh, there's a full grown one, and then jumped into the pouch of another one. So like, I don't know what
they're
age
like
they...
Russian dolls.
So I'm like, how many more do you have in there? I don't know what age they stop.
Huh.
But it was weird.
What if you see a kangaroo with a joey, and then inside that joey is Joey Tribbiani. Or Fatone. Pick your
Pick
favorite
your joey.
McIntyre. I think he's from New Kids on the Block.
Did you
I don't
see
know.
How confused I got? I was like,
I don't know.
I was like, did we go to school with him?
Hey, audience. If you're older than us and watch
our podcast.
No, I was going to say watch New Kids on the Block.
Or listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Is Joey McIntyre one of them? I think a Wahlberg is in there.
There's definitely a Wahlberg.
Okay.
But not Mark.
No, of course not.
I mean.
Donnie.
Donnie.
The lesser desired Wahlberg. Yes.
The B Wahlberg.
I guess I'll take that Wahlberg if you're fresh out offered. Of the other one.
That's all I have.
Oh, okay. Well, we are going to talk about what the hell we said at the beginning of the year. Okay. I think we kind of alluded to this in another podcast that we feel responsible for opening some kind of vortex.
Portal to hell.
Because the first episode, I think, of the year was Y2K.
Yes.
We're still here. Guess we're in hell. And even that title is a, oh God, I can't believe we did that.
And we had our picture for it was us looking outside and the world was on fire.
Yes. Yes.
And then, oh my God, there was fires.
Yes.
Like immediately after that. What did we do?
I don't know. But okay. So when I was going back trying to tell people that I had coronavirus, because before we knew that
we didn't know.
Yeah. Before we knew that no taste and no smell was a symptom of the virus, I had that. Yeah. In January. And so I was trying to go back because I remember talking about it on the podcast.
And you were pregnant, but we couldn't tell people. We hadn't told anybody yet. And so she was like, oh, this is just a pregnancy symptom. Yep. Like mine, they told me that like my, which that is a pregnancy symptom that you can get really like stuffed up nasal passages.
Yeah,
and
stuff. Your respiratory system is all jacked.
Yeah. But you're like, it's weird because I can't smell anything. Or like,
I can't. I've been housing buffalo chicken and I, nothing. I taste texture.
Yep.
So I was going back to listen to find when I said that because Sierra was sick in the episode before. Anyway, long story short, I start listening to the Y2K episode and hear at the end that we made some resolutions.
Oh, I don't remember any of this.
I could not believe what we said.
Oh, no.
And so because of that, I want to play for us right now. And I'm going to play it into the microphone so we all can experience how effing dumb we were.
No.
And Sierra is going to react. All right. So the first one, this is you saying what your resolution is.
Oh, no.
This was at the end of 2019.
Oh, no.
And I believe at one point you said 2020 really feels like your year.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't say that. I didn't save that part. But, okay. If it's a couple seconds before, it's because I can't get this to be exact. All right, so let me turn this all the way up. Here's Sierra.
I'm gonna keep it a secret. And then I definitely have like I just want to do better for myself this year.
Yeah.
Be a little more selfish. I know that sounds weird, but like, you know, I feel like sometimes I don't take care of myself because I'm doing for everybody so much. So even if I'm literally going to try to dedicate at least an hour to 2 hours out of my day to just focus on something for me.
Oh my God. The universe was like, hey, guess what? You don't get to fucking see people anymore. You're welcome.
You got all the hours you want to take care.
Hey, guess what? You're jobless and you can't see any of your friends and family. You're welcome. Damn it.
So,
do
you feel that you've accomplished that?
I succeeded 100%. I have had more self-care hours logged this year than ever before.
Oh,
that is so funny.
I know. I heard that and I was like, this bitch got all the time she needed.
Wow, it really came through for me. One could argue it was my year.
You got that right. Okay, I believe this next one is me.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And this isn't so much a resolution as just a dumb thing that I wish I wouldn't have said. Okay.
Do something with their health. And like, that's better. My only issue with resolutions is that
there's this idea that you can only do them once a year.
Exactly.
And if you don't, if you get halfway through the year and you haven't done it, it's like, well, why even try? I'll wait till next year.
Yeah.
Because the idea, I think this is what bothers me.
Here's where I get stupid.
That time starts in January and ends in December, and you have to start over again. It's almost like you're in Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
I like the idea of it all just being, like, linear forever.
Yeah.
What did I do? I said I like the idea of it being linear forever because it feels like Groundhog's Day.
And then you launched us into the world's longest Groundhog's Day.
I know.
You did.
I don't think I'm done.
Oh, no.
I understand, though. It's not like such a hippie, but it's like, why limit yourself to these schedules and time frames that other people have constructed? It bothers me.
Why do we have to be like, I don't know. Yeah, it's the same thing where people keep putting like...
Wow, we didn't... And guess what, everybody? Our schedules went out the window.
You're welcome.
Time frames. Time wasn't real this year.
Yep, I took care of it for you guys. You're welcome.
Oh,
this
God.
Is us being dirty bitch soothsayers for like 20 minutes.
We really... Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Again, I don't remember what this next one is. But this is also
just some dumb
something
shit that we said?
Else stupid that we said. Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
I got to get, like, at least roughly around the minute mark. My lip is still so, like, if I start going into anaphylactic shock, you tell them it was the beer. Okay.
It's like not put it off. Yeah, and she didn't. She was like, no, it's today. I'm going to do this today.
That's
I like
cool.
thinking more of just like seasons
something.
Of your life instead of like years.
Yeah, because a year is so, that's a vast amount
I don't want to be stuck
is it
in a version of life for any longer than I need to.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a very different.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Is that something that bothers you, being stuck in a version of life? What did we do?
I don't know.
How did we accidentally make this happen?
I don't know.
We're like, I hate being like this and this. And then the world was like, oh, really, bitch?
We manifested.
We manifested on accident.
Terribly.
This whole year.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I was walking through Giant Eagle listening to us say these things and audibly making sounds. And people were looking at me and asking me if I was okay. And I was like, no, nothing is okay. Nothing is
we're
at
big,
all
dumb idiots,
okay.
And I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry you all have to wear masks because we talked about Y2K and the Mayans. I'm sorry. Sorry I photoshopped an apocalypse outside my house.
And then manifested a real one.
Okay, next one.
Oh, no.
It's just a little further on. I think we're still discussing that same
time.
Concept. Yep.
If you don't count the bonus episode.
Yeah.
And our goal
was to start by this time.
Yeah, we wanted
oh, yeah.
Our
good
first
for us.
Episode
we
to
did
be
it.
New Year's because we're like, what a good way to start the year.
Yep.
What a good thing to keep going. And instead of waiting.
Wow, we just made ourselves an example.
Yeah, we just started it in October.
Like, very cool.
We decided we didn't want to wait.
We did the exact thing that we're telling you guys to do.
Here it
is. Really cool. But we were just like, hey, we're going to do this by the New Year's. And you know what I think we would have done had we waited?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Life would have came up, things would have happened, and we would have found an excuse just to put it off. And instead, we just were like, hey, you know what? Let's do it this time. And about a week later, we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. We did it. Because if we didn't do it then, a global pandemic would have surely stopped
us.
Oh, no. Because literally, I remember one of my resolutions. Was not to miss an episode.
Yeah.
Because we had started so strong, I was like, we're finishing it. We are not going to miss an episode. We are going to make it to 1 year.
And then 3 months in, they were like, you're not allowed to be around each other.
You can't be in each other's homes. And we're like, great.
Well.
So either I give up on something
that
I want and that we've worked hard for, or we defy the odds.
And we did. Don't say any more. I'm so nervous for
oh
what
oh my
I'm
God,
saying,
yeah.
Though.
Our words have so much power. These lips.
They're on fire.
I must be careful with what crosses them.
Physically and metaphorically.
Truly.
I wish that was the end.
That
of
was the
us
it.
Saying stupid shit.
No, it never is. We did this for a fucking year and a half.
But this is one episode. Okay.
Oh no.
Don't wait until the following year. Every year is your year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh! Is it? Is it?
Every year is your year, man.
Wow, feels like it, doesn't it? This definitely feels like my year. Does it feel like your year?
It was kind of my year.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
You did what you set out to do.
I truly did my only resolution. My other resolution that I didn't say on the podcast was to read books. Read more books. Literally, I wanted to read more than 5. I read 37. So I really conquered.
Smash that one.
I really did. 2020 was like, hey, you're welcome again.
Ask and you shall receive.
But time to read.
Which makes me, you know what makes me feel good about knowing that we apparently can just say stuff and have it happen.
Yeah.
Or say it in such a way that, like, it's eerily.
Yeah.
It's weird now hearing us say those things. I look back at us and I don't even feel bad. I am angered a little bit. But I am excited now for what we manifested.
Yeah.
Because I feel kind of powerful.
I do too. I do too. And this year we really put a lot in. Wait, for the rest of the world or just for ourselves?
For, well, I don't know. I think you wrote stuff about other people.
I did?
Think I was pretty selfish online. Okay.
That's because 2020 was my selfish year. I had to give.
Okay. Well, here's what I want to know.
Okay.
Did you write
things
for other people on your manifestation list?
Just because so I would get in good gracious.
With the universe? You did, didn't you? You dirty bitch.
No.
You were like, hey, you're one of those people who win the lottery and you're like, I'm going to donate half of it to charity.
But I no, would
you
fucking never would. Do that. I start my own charity. I'm not giving my money away.
To yourself.
Yes. The charity case is me, bitch. I'm poor.
That's how you get around taxes. You just donate it to yourself.
She's a homely bitch. She needs our help.
You know, in the UK, the word homely actually
is
means
a good thing?
Homey.
Okay. I've,
like comforting.
Can I tell you, for like the first 15 years of my life, I thought those were the same words with the same meanings. And I would be like, your house is so homely.
Well, if you were in England, they would say thank you.
I know. And here they were like, get the fuck out.
Like, you're homely, you're bitch. Homely.
I was like, I've always felt warm and like that I made people feel safe. So thank you. I am a homely child.
Oh, maybe you just manifested that. Maybe we're going to listen to this next year and you're going to be like, wow, I am warm.
I want to be a safe space.
Aww.
I really do.
Is that what you want your resolution to be?
Yeah, I want to be a safe space. What if I physically become, I don't know.
I
what
don't
if
know
like
what
400
like.
Cats come to my house or something?
Oh my God, that would be the worst way for that to come true.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
Not like this though.
No.
Oh my God.
A safe space metaphorically. I feel like I really have to say that now.
Be careful how you word it.
I know. I'm scared now. It's too powerful. We have too much power.
Well, Aunt Jane said we're witches.
I know, and I believe her.
Me too.
I've met her like 3 times, but I believe that witch. I mean that witch.
We're in a thick ass coven. That's all I have to say. Okay. So then we ended.
Okay.
The episode by saying 19 things that were turning 19 in 19. Was it 19? It doesn't matter.
Like
I don't remember.
20 things that were turning 20 in 2020.
It was 19. No, it wasn't. 19. I could play it for you
okay,
if
no,
you
it's
want
okay.
me to. But I'm going to fast forward to the part where I thought we sounded the dumbest.
Oh, no.
Okay. I wrote down that it was an hour and 5 minutes in.
Sorry, I
but on here it's in 62.
Anyways, but knowing that it's like that, it's you already told me we're gonna sound like big dumbasses. I feel like I'm already cringing.
Sorry, I'm having to do math because I wrote down an hour and 5 minutes, but on here it's in 65.
Yeah, 65.
Like, yeah, I know, but I am an anaphylactic shock, so I had to do the math from okay.
Wait.
1.05 actually means 65.
No, listen, because we have dyscalculia, we found out. I'm dyscalculic. That's for real.
You are not diagnosed.
I
self-diagnosed.
Hey, what other reason would a smart 29-year-old not
damn,
know?
Damn, girl, you go off thank about you, yourself. Thank you. I am smart and homely.
I'm smart. I am homely. And I'm 29, not 30. But I don't know my fucking rights and lefts, you guys.
Me neither.
So in what world would that make sense? I can memorize. I have
in a world where we got other shit to worry about.
I have the Cat in the Hat memorized. For what? For
you
what
do?
Reason? Yes. I want to say it right now, but I do. I have the entire play of Hamilton memorized. For what? Mm. But I don't know my rights and lefts off the top of my brain? That's a fucking mental disorder.
I only do because of my ring.
Ring right. I know,
left.
But what happens if I get my... Well, I'm never getting engaged. It won't mean I feel so annoyed.
I'm taking it back.
I'm just kidding. I'm getting engaged next month.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Thank you. Me too. Congrats to me. Oh. It is exciting. We've been waiting for a while. By we, I mean me.
Oh my, can we tell that story?
What story?
The manifestation story.
Oh no.
Okay, so we told you guys last week that we were gonna go manifest. We weren't kidding. That was not a joke. We went directly upstairs, sat at the table with Shane, and we wrote our manifestation list.
This is one of my most embarrassing moments, but okay, go ahead.
We wrote you don't have to.
No, we can't. Okay. I love telling embarrassing. This is what this podcast is for.
That's true. So I think we explained it, on half the paper you write down stuff that you want to release, and on the other half of the paper you write down stuff you want to receive.
You have to write, like, when you, I release my whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then the next page, what you want to...
Sad bitch. I think that's what you said last week.
Sad bitchness.
Yeah.
And then for the, what you want to manifest, you have to write, like, it's already happening.
Yes.
So, like, you have to write, I am so happy and grateful that...
Yeah.
And then what you want to happen.
Right. Because the universe doesn't know.
It doesn't know
and
it hasn't
apparently
happened.
It can read.
And then you light your papers on fire
right.
outside under a full moon.
Right.
Which is what I did. I don't know if it was a full moon.
It was not a full moon. It was a crescent moon.
But I couldn't
it
see.
Was
it was
the
so
winter
cloudy.
Solstice.
It was so cloudy. Yeah. And Saturn and Jupiter were aligned.
Yes.
Loved it.
Yes.
So I sat outside, huddled in my coat, and manifested, and I lit my things on fire. But before I did, I left here... And I was driving Corey's car because his car works better than my car. And in the heat of getting home late and whatever, I went inside. And then the next day, I'm like walking around trying
to
find...
Well, I was talking to you and I said, oh, I read Shane's papers and his are so much nicer than mine. I feel like I need to change it.
And I said, wow, what a 2020 like thing for Sierra because my manifest... I lost my manifestations. I couldn't find them. And I was like, well, that doesn't sum up my life. And then I realized that I left them in Corey's car and he went to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh no. Because on there, there's like, I'm so happy and grateful that Corey proposed and we're getting married. And he didn't. So I'm like, oh no, I have not had time to explain what we were going to do.
Yeah.
So there's no context when he reads this paper. And then the ones that's like, I'm releasing I was like, sad bitchness, anxiety, insecurities, jealousy, whatever. So he calls me on his way home from work and I was like, well, he hasn't said anything about it. We talk for like a good 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden he goes, so I found your diary. I was like, fuck. First of all, it's not a diary. And then he
stop being stupid. It's not a diary.
I said, it's my manifestations. You don't understand. This is important.
Oh.
But some of the other things were like, I got on the dean's list for
school. Well, that was the funniest part of the story is because you were talking to him about like being anxious about school and he goes, why? You're already on the dean's list.
Oh. I said, I'm just really nervous about school starting and all that. He's like, you don't need to be nervous. You're already on the dean's list. And I'm like, God damn it. I hate myself.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
So, yeah.
So this is the end of us talking about 20 things that turned 20 in 20.
I thought it was 19.
Well, it did turn 19 and 19, and now it's 20 and 20. Remember with your math skills. You're you smarty smart homely home.
Okay, that dyscalculia.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go.
And finally, my favorite. LimeWire is turning 20 and 20.
Shut your mouth. Mm-hmm. So many illegal downloads.
So many viruses.
Oh my God.
That was an accident. That was an accident. It was almost like we talked about the end of the world, and then it was like, all right, fires, locusts.
So many viruses.
Viruses.
What are the fucking odds?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wow, I can't believe it. So many viruses. We just said it so. So many viruses.
That word means something totally different now.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Good
so
times.
That was, I was in line checking out, and I heard that, and I went, oh. And the person goes, is everything okay?
Excuse me, ma'am.
It's like, oh no, I'm so sorry. I have headphones in, and I'm a big dumb idiot. So
you put one in, right? So you could still hear. Mm-hmm. See, I don't, and so then I'll just like people will be trying to talk.
You
to me
put both like, in? Yeah, damn, you're brave.
I don't want anybody to talk to me, and if they do,
see, it's not because I'm trying to get people not to talk to me. It's because I want to be able to hear someone approaching me
on your six.
I feel you. That's my nine.
Well, your six or my, is behind you,
or
right?
My three.
Or is your six in front of you?
I don't know.
Where's my 12?
Which way is my clock facing? Is it parallel to me or perpendicular? Yeah.
Is my clock on the floor or up on
am
the
I
sky?
Am I like a sundial? What's happening?
I need to know. I thought your six was behind, but now that I think about it, maybe my six is in front. No, my six has to be behind.
You're always looking at 12?
Yeah.
You're looking at 12 right now, baby. No, you can be my 12. You want to be my 12?
I'll be your 12.
Right. If you tell me anything's in my 6, I swear to God, I'll fucking freak.
Oh, no, I would never.
All right, well, there might be something in your 6. I can't make any promises. The stairs are behind you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so now I'm going to play the very end of this, which is so ominous. Done,
but okay.
But it was innocent. It was innocent in the time because it was a different time.
Yeah.
And now that we're here, it sounded like you knew some shit was going to go down.
Me?
Yep.
I feel
at
like.
At least I think it was you.
I do.
Oh, okay. This is so hard to do the math when I wrote it as 1 hour and some seconds and not 67. Okay. Oh, I got to back it up. Oh. This doesn't slide easily. Entertain the people. Okay, I'm there. No, I'm not there. Fudge. Every time I lift my finger off,
it slides to the left. Slides to the right.
Yep. Okay. We're just gonna listen for an extra 9 seconds.
Who cares?
Yeah. Memory Avenue.
Trip down Memory Avenue.
Okay, well. That's the I don't really know what that's that.
Remember when we used to say that?
I did.
The world. Except not. Happy 2020, y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
How about, hey, you guys, if you're listening now, be safe tonight, please.
Yeah.
Even if you're not drinking and driving, be wary that other people might be. So just really be cautious.
Here it is.
And even if you're not listening tonight, still be careful.
Yeah,
you know?
All the time. Really, just be observant.
You know what? Because everything could end.
Seriously, the world can end at any moment, as we've all.
We are in space, and it's scary.
That sounds like a threat, does it not? It sounds like we know what's coming, and we're like, hey.
Hey,
I'm not telling you how to live your life, but.
Just look out.
Yep.
Because it's coming, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
What the freaking hell?
Isn't that so weird to listen to now?
I just want to apologize. I won't speak anymore.
I remember us talking about.
Well, I knew that we talked about the end of the world stuff, but then I was like, ha ha, we're over it, 2020.
Well, I remember we wanted to talk about resolutions because we were like, oh, next year at the end of the year, we can talk about whether we met our resolutions or not and kind of reflect on the year. And
what a year to reflect.
I know.
What a year.
That does not, none of that sounded like
I had
anything good.
Oh, you guys, let's reflect on the last year.
Yeah.
What do you, oh, are you going to talk about the goods and the bads? The happy well, and the sads?
What did you think? What did you think of that?
Of what?
Of us.
I love us.
No, I just meant of what you heard of us, what we said last year.
Oh.
Do you think we knew what was coming, or do you think we're just like...
No, sometimes I just speak and then things happen. I'm very Matilda-y in that way.
You said you were Matilda-y last week as well.
Did I?
Yes, you said you Matilda'd all the way to the library and bought some book about daddy killing mommy.
That's right, yeah, I was Matilda. Oh my God! Yeah. Things happen. Mm-hmm. What a fucking weirdo I am. I need to stop. I'm just kidding. I think that we just said things to be funny and then...
A lot of them happened to be...
Ironic, now that we listen back.
Yeah.
Or just like, I don't know. I don't think anybody could have predicted what was to come.
Isn't it funny that we can say shit politically and we can share really intimate stories about ourselves and not... listen to those back and be like, you know what, maybe I should be a little bit more careful about what I say. But we listen to just, you know, carefree resolutions we made and we're like, oh my god, these words.
Now I'm afraid to speak on this one. Also, it doesn't feel like that was a year ago. Because I remember. Know.
Well, that's because I fucked with time, if you remember.
You were like, is it real?
And then it was like, all right.
And then March to December was like a freaking blur. And well, that also was something, 5 years.
That was something I cut out that you said. You said that you were a totally different person from summer.
Oh my God.
You're like, summer me is a totally different person than I am right now. And I'm like, listen, all of us are different from like...
Yeah.
In some last March, me, who was she?
I literally.
2 months ago, me, also don't know her.
I feel like we're all in survival mode now.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that I feel like I'm just like a feral.
Yes.
At this point.
You said you were feral last week, too.
Did I really?
Yes. You have to start listening to the podcast.
Am I in a coma?
Oh my God. Do you remember talking about being in a coma?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm afraid.
Okay. All of a sudden you wake up and you're just tapping your finger and someone yells out the window to, you dreamt COVID.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's what's going to happen. Never mind. You aren't caught up on Grays.
How dare you? Don't
so,
you dare.
Never mind. Those of you who watch Grays,
you know, what
you know where I was going with that. So I did have us write down things that were positive from this year.
Mm-hmm.
5, which I honestly was like, Jerry, that's
6.
A big number.
I know.
I was at 5.
I was at 3 and I was like, I don't have any more. Mm-hmm. And then I found 3, but they're not. I already kind of told you guys 1, but it's fine.
What was it?
That I read over 30 books.
Oh.
I read 37 books this year, baby.
That's
more
a lot
than I've read in years.
I read 1. And do you remember what book it was?
We talked about it on the podcast. What yeah. was it called?
It's That Bitch in the Cabin.
The Woman in Cabin Town.
Yes.
The Bitch in the Cabin.
That book.
Yeah.
The Mascara.
I couldn't handle that book. That was one of my least favorites of this year, I'll be honest.
Of course it was.
Not good.
It was so dumb.
So dumb.
Excuse me, miss. Have you seen my mascara?
Well, tell me your high points.
Oh, sorry.
Or 1. Let's go back and forth.
Forrest.
I knew that Forrest was going to be 1.
Yeah, Forrest was 1.
He has a good high point.
Oh my gosh. I was just telling Sierra that he'll, when we put him down to go to bed or for any of his naps, like if he starts to wake up, we go in to soothe him, give him his binky. And the second we walk in, his cry turns from a cry to the biggest smile you've ever seen in the world. And it's almost like... he's done a magic trick and made us appear, and he's so pleased with himself.
He's like, I did it.
He is the coolest.
I
and
love that.
Whenever we announced his name, and I told you like that I heard in my head, if you can't get to the forest, I'll bring the forest to you.
Yeah.
Which also I said before I knew
yep.
that I wasn't going to be able to travel this
yep.
year.
So weird.
I know. And I said that my whole pregnancy, I said that he felt like Shane, that he felt like he had a really calming presence and he was just peaceful and go with the flow.
But he looks just like you.
I know. Which is funny because Shane's like, my God, that kid looks like me. And I'm like, sure he does. Yeah, honey.
What?
Yeah, both our kids look like you. Sometimes I see it. Sometimes I do.
I see it in Ollie now. Well, for
my
sure.
eyes are closed, but
for sure.
Yeah.
That's my high point, is that this year I was able to spend the most time that I've ever got to spend with Noah in his whole life.
Yeah.
It was the best. Because
how cute.
I know. Because here's the deal. I was either.
And what a good flip on a not a good situation. Right?
Him being in school, yeah, or not having, like, being able to go to school, and me not having a job. But since he's been alive, first of all, I went back to work. I've talked about this before. After I had him, I went back to work after 4 weeks because mm-hmm. we don't get paid paternity leave because this is garbage country. And I had to.
Yeah.
So
maternity leave is Kohl's cash.
Literally. But you can only use it between these 2 days. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to go back, and then I was always working restaurant shifts, which are always like night shifts. Mm-hmm. So you only get a small amount of time, and you never get weekends really, or holidays. And so, and I was always either working two jobs or going to school and working a job, right, for like the longest time, or he was going to school and I was working a job. So it was always something.
Yeah.
And then this year there was like none of that. And it was the best bonding. Ugh, I bonded with that kid so much this year. I feel like we're just like two peas in a pod.
Is that why you manifested everything last year so that you could have time with them?
I did, because now I'm over it. You can go back to being normal now.
I've had enough time. Thank you.
We bonded. Thank you. I get him.
Got what I wanted.
No, I'm just kidding. Now I don't want something bad to happen. I love him so much. I want to spend all the time in the world with him. Literally every second.
Maybe don't go so far.
Sorry,
in
I know
both
I'm so scared. I'm just so scared of what I say.
We gotta find a good medium for all these.
I would like, things can go back to normal now.
You would like to spend a healthy
amount of time with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
my second one was Ollie's growth.
Yeah.
I didn't share this a lot, but I was panicking a lot this year about, I don't know. I think it's being a first-time mom, or him being my first, and yeah, not knowing what to expect and not being able to be around other parents.
With other kids, right, other ages. Yeah.
So I can't compare him to anything other than what I see people share on the internet, which, of course, all that they're sharing are their highlights. And I'm mm-hmm. fine with that. I love that people share those. I share those things. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a healthy mind, so it's dangerous for me to do that.
Because then on his bad days, you're like, oh no.
Well, not, it wasn't even bad days so much as it was like
toddler days, just normal.
No, he would just, he wasn't eating what I thought mm-hmm. he should be eating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I was worried he wasn't eating enough, or he wasn't getting enough right. nutrients. And then
that's so
he
hard
wasn't
too.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Because I had this app, and it was like, he should be by this age, he should say this many words. And I'm like, so five? Why does this say 80?
Right.
What's a word?
Right.
But now, like they all say, oh, their language will just explode. And it has.
Yeah. And their language isn't going to be like, hello, mother, like one day, you know, right, but you'll be able to understand.
He did say
it.
A full sentence today.
Did he?
He said, Ollie, eat now, please. And I was like, that's a full ass sentence. Like, grammatically not correct, but that's okay.
Yes.
I was cutting up strawberries to fold into his icing for his birthday cake that we made. And
fold in the cheese. You know,
I said that to someone. I was cutting up the strawberries, and he goes, Ollie, eat now, please. And I was like, yeah, for sure. You can eat some of these right now. I'm probably not going to need them all. It was like the coolest thing ever.
Hold on. That really reminds me of, do you watch TikTok with Bunny the dog?
Oh, yes. And yes.
That's what it reminds me of. She is a dog.
Walk now?
Yeah. Bunny
Dad
walk
home.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Bunny walk tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Like, she puts her paw on buttons in it, but it's
Bunny's
so cool.
Bunny's a toddler.
Yes. She is, actually. She's 19 months old.
But yeah,
that's really cool.
There were so many times where I felt like a failure mm-hmm. as a mom because mm-hmm. I was using his milestones as a marker for my success, which is so fucked up, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to continue doing that.
No.
And maybe Barbara and I will have to talk about that in therapy.
Yay! Barbara.
That's one, another one of mine.
Oh, well, you can go ahead and say that one if you want.
Is that I went to therapy.
Yay!
Guys, I had therapy on Monday. And
was it the best thing ever, like I've been telling you?
Wow.
I told you.
Wow.
Do you not it feel is so exhausting. Much lighter?
Yeah. I felt heavy that yes. night. I felt so tired, but it was so nice to know. It
like
know.
Wears you out almost, but then afterwards yeah. I feel like something got like lifted off of me.
It was, okay, I've explained my issues like this before. It's almost like I'm carrying around a backpack. And I know people say baggage, but my backpack is full of rocks.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's all the trauma and anxiety and mental health, like all of the things that I am working through.
Right.
And I can talk to them, talk about them with you, and I can kind of share briefly on the podcast, and I can share them with Shane, but I never feel comfortable handing you any of my rocks. Mm-hmm. I never feel comfortable unloading my backpack and giving them to you.
Right.
But God damn it, if I didn't chuck those things at Barbara.
You were like, can you hold these?
Yes.
Freaking throw it out.
Honestly. And she was like, please, I will build a foundation for the rest of your life with these. And I was like, God damn it, Barbara. Someone was like, did you like her? And I said, she looked like my grandma and I wanted her to hold me. So yes, I loved her.
I can't wait till we can get around people again because I want you to tell her.
Oh, I know.
Be like, can you hold me during this? No, but my therapist used to do it when we had like sessions in.
She'd hold you?
No, but she would do this really sweet thing where I could tell that I was being like I was talking and I was like not about to cry. I didn't think.
Yeah.
But then she'd do this thing where she'd grab the tissues and then just kind of hold them out to me and do like that motion. And I just start bawling.
Like she turned on the faucet.
Yes. And you know me, it's hard for me to cry, especially when I'm talking to people. Like I'm not somebody who just like cries unless something's really bothering me.
Oh, as soon as I hit, we did a virtual call. She, as soon as I saw that the phone was ringing or my computer was ringing, I was crying immediately.
I think I would now just because this year's been really hard. Yeah. I'm sure they get that like a lot.
I know.
Because everybody needs a therapist this year. I feel like everybody needs a therapist anyways, but especially this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're good at that. I decided to go back to school this
Yay!
Year.
And you're on the dean's list.
And I'm on the dean's list. I'm killing it, you guys. No, but that was the one thing that I wanted to do eventually. Was to do something that I want to go, like, that I get up and I look forward to doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because every job that I've had has been a job. It's like, okay, I'm doing this to make money.
Right.
And I want to do something because I'm making a difference, not making money.
Right.
And so the fact that I am able to go back to school now and make that my full-time thing, like, not have to work. I've always had to work on top of going to school. And that's why I was like, yeah, I'll never go to school again.
Right.
It's impossible to be a mom and work and go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I did that before, I used to say, like, I'm failing at all three.
Right.
But I'm barely surviving on all three and also failing at all three. Like, I could never do all of them well, but...
Barbara told me that's not true because I said that same thing to her. She hasn't helped me work through it yet, but when she does, I'll share it with you.
Thank you.
Because I said almost that thing verbatim to her.
It was so hard. I felt like I was failing because I wasn't, like, making Noah, you know, he was getting this freaking fruit snack every now and then.
I told her, I feel like if I can't give 100% of myself.
Then you're failing.
Then I'm failing.
Wow, that's probably the perfectionist
in us. She said that it's a distorted thought and she's going to work with me on it.
Oh, I can't wait to get, like, secondhand therapy through you.
Or.
I'm going to go back. Yeah. I'm going to go back.
You can request Barbara.
I know, I might. But then,
although
they work at the same place, and I don't want Beth to find out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And also, she keeps scheduling me. She only does, I don't know how often she does it, but she does evenings, Monday, Tuesday, and I only do the evenings. And she scheduled me at 7 o'clock, which is her last appointment, because she thinks I need more time.
Oh, that makes me happy.
It makes me happy, too, but also... I have to keep telling myself it's because she really likes my personality and wants to hang out with me longer and not because I'm real messed up.
Yeah, that's what it is. She enjoys it.
Yeah. My dad was like, you know what? She's going to enjoy the hell out of her time with you. And I was like, yeah, she's dead because I'm a delight.
I'm a good time.
I'm the best kind of time.
That's what I used to make for her laugh, and then she'd go, we shouldn't be laughing at this. But Bethany is kind of funny.
Come on.
Drama is a little funny. And I'm going to piggyback onto that I joke about being unemployed, you guys, but quitting serving was the best thing in the world. Oh.
You had horrendous, horrendous anxiety.
Oh, I hated it. Mm-hmm. I hated it. And now I tell Corey, I'm like, I think I miss it, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I miss certain aspects of it. There were times.
You miss the girls that you were friends with.
The girls that I worked with were awesome. Sometimes, I would have nights where I would kill it and I would feel so like, oh my God, I'm multitasking and doing so many things and it was amazing. And sometimes the public was awesome. There were people I met this one guy on Valentine's Day, and he was super old, like 80s, and his wife had dementia, and he was coming to—
Did you become a sugar baby?
Oh no.
I got an email asking me one time. It was today. I said no.
No. Really? Send him my way.
I'm afraid to open the email because I think it's a virus. Spam.
Yeah. I already got tricked one time this weekend. Need it to happen to me again. I gave a hacker all my information because it's fine. I'm 90. Okay. Anyway, so this 80-year-old man came. He got a beer and he got takeout food. And I was like, oh, you don't want to stay because we're having a dine-in special or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm getting this to go for my wife. He told me all about her. She was in a nursing home. And he goes and he holds her hands. And it was just very notebooky where he just holds her hand and brings her favorite food. And then he just tells her about, I know.
Oh, my.
He tells her about their life together because he can't remember. And I was,
if that's not my husband,
I know. So I'm trying to work.
That will be my husband.
Yes,
but it won't need to be because I won't get dementia.
Yes.
Okay.
But Valentine's Day is always super freaking busy and normally annoying as hell. But that day, I was like standing at the bar, bawling my eyes. And then I was like, "Can you guys just hold on a minute? I will get your souffle in a minute."
You had souffle?
No, but that was fun.
I was like, wow. Damn, that was a fancy bar.
We did have a surf and turf special that day. It was delicious.
I don't know why.
I think souffle is funny.
I think it's hysterical that surf and turf is like a fancy meal, but the name of it sounds
one time
like garbage.
Saying that he wanted surf and turf, but he wanted steak and a chicken breast. So I go, you want turf and turf? I thought it was hilarious.
I it is hilarious. Did he laugh?
No.
What the fuck?
He goes, can I get the surf and turf, but instead of the lobster, can I get chicken? And I go, so you want the turf and turf?
God damn, you should have gotten a raise.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was some of the reasons I hated surfing, because I'm fucking killing it out there.
And it's not funny shit. People don't appreciate you.
I'm not getting appreciated.
Wow. My mother-in-law beat cancer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she had her last chemo. I want to say it was at the end of October, beginning of November. And then she got a scan afterwards and she was cancer-free.
Oh, that's amazing. Especially in this year.
She was diagnosed this year, but
she also beat it.
She also beat it this year. So that's the one we're going with.
That's very exciting. Yeah. Good. Well, I was going to say my skin cleared up. I can't beat cancer.
No, but that's positive.
No, so here's the deal, you guys. In June, I got my birth control taken out, and it was a hormonal IUD. So I didn't realize when I got it taken out what my hormones were going to do. It was a rough couple months, like physically on my body, mm-hmm. and then my face went insane. And I used to see people, like pictures of people with acne, and they'd be like, I was suicidal over it. And I was like, you guys, it's like, nobody's even looking. You're fine. I literally would look in the mirror and be like, I wish I was dead, like, every morning over my face. Yeah. But like, it's your face, man. Yes. What are you supposed to do? You can't like
put a
t-shirt on. That's what I loved about this year. I was like, hey.
Damn, the universe was looking out.
It really was.
They're like, listen, we're going to fuck your face up, but
only from the freaking nose bridge down.
Yes.
And then we're going to make you have to wear a mask everywhere you go. Yeah. So that was nice.
If you're going to have acne, we'll make it the year that you have to wear a mask in public.
I did. I also didn't shave my stash for months.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I did.
Oh, I was going to say my mustache keeps catching in the light and I just... All that glitters is gold, you know? I wrote down that I repaired relationships. I repaired relationships with people. So there were people that I had strained relationships with, or that I didn't have good relationships with, that I intentionally worked on and have, I think, great relationships.
Yay!
With now.
That's important.
I had nothing but time.
Yeah. Well, I think I did that with my sister. We had a rocky couple years. Yeah. The last,
really?
Well, like 4 years ago.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Oh, are you being?
Yeah, I'm fucking with you. Yes.
Because we had a very public falling out.
Yeah. I saw.
Yeah, I saw.
I did.
But then it was like super public falling out. We hate you. And then it was just that awkward thing of like, well, we'll be around each other, but we're not going to talk and we're still going to make it super awkward for anybody else who's around us.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
oh my God, you were that couple that you hate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, okay, we'll be around each other and we'll talk a little bit, but only when we're around each other and we're not going to force being around each other. And this year I went and I helped her with her cats a lot. So we really
Oh my gosh. You were a safe space.
I was for her
40 cats.
For her six
You were
cats.
A homely safe space.
It was. So that was exciting.
I think you have one more, right?
I have one more. And the other one
I went to Disney, but
oh, that's so exciting. I forgot because I watched your kid and that feels like it wasn't part of this year because it was pre-corona.
But it wasn't.
But we didn't know.
See, I was on the airplane. And I remember looking at my Daily Mail, mm-hmm. and there was a article about COVID, and it was talking about how it's like going nuts over in China and how it's making its way here.
But we had so many like H1N1 things like that. And we were all like, yeah, Ebola, whatever.
I kept hearing people cough on the plane, and I was like, I think this is for fucking real. I think this is happening.
Didn't you get sick like right after that, or was it before?
Before. So and no one was wearing masks on the plane, but I was just like hyper aware of everyone.
Yeah.
But when I was at Disney, there were people wearing masks.
Really?
Not a lot of people.
Probably from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's wow. Oh,
it's like
then,
eerie.
Yeah, that is. But now that you see it, it's like normal.
Well, I mean, it's eerie to think that it was like a foreshadowing a bit.
I was just gonna say I also learned over 10 different crochet patterns this year.
That's cool.
And I learned how to read crochet patterns because before what I was doing, so I taught myself taught crochet, so I
humble
learned
brag.
I know. I mean, it's
a weird flex.
It's a really weird flex. But I learned how to crochet just by watching other people on YouTube and like watching their hand movements and stuff, so I could only make things that I saw on YouTube videos, and I would watch how they made it, literally study their hands.
You're
and
probably a visual learner.
I am a visual learner big time, but like if somebody's talking to me and they tell me directions, I will be like, can't fucking follow them.
Yep.
If you show me, I got it.
That's happened with Shane before.
Yeah, I'm like, do not say it, write it down and I'll read it.
I had to cut him off halfway through, and I was like, I need you to physically show me what you want me to do, because the words that you're saying, there's a force field in front of me and they are bouncing off. I have no idea where they go or the order.
Yeah. And like, if I learn something, I have to learn by watching and doing.
Yes.
Like if we do it together, then I'll learn. But if you just try to tell me and then expect me to follow directions, I fucking cannot. But that's been 4 years of that. This year was 4 years since I've started doing that. And this year was the first year I learned how to read patterns.
Oh.
So I didn't have to watch the videos. I just would read the pattern and freaking, that's how I made Forrest's little lammy.
That's impressive.
I love it. I saw it the other day when I was watching it, but I was like, I love it.
It's just in there. It doesn't do much with it, but it's there.
That's okay. Because he'll probably be able to rip it apart eventually. So
he'll just Hulk out on it. He's huge. my friend Rachel had gotten Ollie this like knit hat when he was like a newborn, because he was born in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, perfect. I'll bring that out for Forrest.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. That boy was born with too big of a head for that hat.
That's a Heron trait, because our cousin Mitchell had a big old head. And then my son had to get scans done because they were afraid his head was so big. They thought something was wrong with his brain. He was in the 110th percentile for head size.
Ollie was always in like the 80th, 90th percentile for head size. Third percentile for like weight and height. Yes. 80th percentile for head. So you can imagine the bobblehead type body that my baby had going on.
Yeah.
Forrest is really long, but still has a giant nog.
Maybe he'll be a tall boy like Noah.
I hope so.
Because everybody was like, oh no, he's going to be a beefcake. And then he's literally like, they didn't say the words beefcake.
I was like, who said he was going to be a beefcake?
Actually, could you picture that's my mom? Like, she would say a beefcake.
Probably, yeah.
But they were just like, he's going to be like freaking linebacker because he was sturdy like that when he was a little baby. And then he's just like the biggest, tallest beanpole I've ever seen. He's got no fat on his muscles.
He does.
No fat or muscles on his body. He's straight sticks. Do you want to say your resolution?
Yeah. Do you have a resolution?
Yeah. I'm really going easy on it this year.
Same.
Mine is I just want to work really hard in school. Mm-hmm. And
that's easy?
Well, I want to. I'm not setting goals like I'm going to get all A's. I want to push myself to work as hard as I can.
Okay. That's where I think that is a tough resolution because that to me sounds like a moving target.
Yeah.
Because what is working hard now versus what's working hard maybe when you are feeling depressed or anxious are two totally different things. And so if it's not flexible, you can feel like a failure and I don't want you to feel like a failure.
True.
I'm not saying change your goal. I'm just saying.
Change your goal?
No, I'm just saying I don't want you to get discouraged.
No. But the second part was also and learn as much as I can. Just want to learn as much as I can.
Yeah. That's also it. Just another thing. You're going to be like, wow, I can't learn anything. I quit.
No, but because this year I'm actually very proud. My sister told me the other day I was at her house.
I thought you were going to be like, I've learned 7 languages.
I've just started speaking them. I was learning Spanish and Duolingo, but Spanish is fucking hard.
I started Duolingo with French.
Dude, French is fucking harder.
Du mange une pomme.
Yeah. Je m'appelle.
You eat an apple.
Le chat est rouge.
Je suis une femme. I'm a woman.
I said the cat is pink. Or red. I can't remember. Anyways, my sister told me, she's like, Sierra, I love unemployed Sierra because you're just like a fucking constant snapple fact. Because I'm like, hey, did you know this? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I didn't. And then she'll be talking about something else. And I'm like, actually, do you know the reason that happens? And she goes, why do you know all this? I'm like, I have nothing but time.
Yeah.
I have read so much this year that I'm just
and
like.
And I'm going to keep reading.
Absorbing.
I hope you do. I don't want you to get down on yourself.
Well, that's easier said than done. My whole goal last year was to be selfish and like self-care, and I still got depressed, and all I did was self-care.
Well, there were other factors with that.
It was really hard.
Okay. There were other factors with that.
Well, so what should my resolution be?
No, I think those are great resolutions.
No, you hate them.
I don't hate them.
I'm just kidding.
I just want to attend my school and learn something. Yes. That way, oh my
actually,
gosh.
You know what? I'm actually going to put the bar on the floor. I want my attendance. I just want to go to school. Because the first time I went, I didn't do that.
See,
I didn't even show up.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's like,
start baby steps.
This is a me problem because I was talking to Brianna. Brianna's a listener, friend.
Hi.
You know. Family community member of the show.
Yes.
And we were talking about resolutions and she was talking about how this was like the first time that she followed through with a resolution. And she said it was like a two-part thing. Like the first year she did one thing and then the second year she added to it. And she was saying, you know, some of my friends will make resolutions and then they don't follow through with them. And that got me thinking about why don't I ever follow through with resolutions? Mm-hmm. And I realize it's because I'm not always in a place to be ready to do those things. Mm-hmm. Like if I make a resolution, like I'm going to go to the gym
oh, fuck that resolution.
I'm not. I don't want to go to the gym. We all know. Why am I making that resolution? No.
But you so could... I can feel bad about myself in June?
Exactly. But that's how I interpreted mm-hmm. your resolution mm-hmm. is saying, I want to work as hard as I can. I'm like, that sounds like me wanting to go to the gym every day.
Yeah. I see the wording could be, because then I'll just be like, you didn't work your hardest.
Yes. Oh. All this one day I didn't make it and now I feel behind and now, I don't want to set myself up and I'm projecting on you. That's what that is.
You need to, because we're the same person. But that's, I need help.
What I was realizing and talking to her is that people give up on goals not because the goals are too hard, but because
they already thought that they failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is continue going to therapy.
Oh, that should have been my resolution.
You can add it?
I'm adding it. Therapy.
You didn't miss the deadline.
Damn it.
You're fine. I want to continue going to therapy.
Okay.
Whatever comes of it, comes of it.
Yeah, it's perfect. Okay?
And then
sometimes me and my therapist would just like shoot the shit. We would just be talking about.
I got too many rocks. Okay. We can't. We don't have. I don't have time. If I'm paying. Well, I'm not paying to shoot the shit. Okay. Sorry.
my insurance paid for mine. So
well, I got a copay.
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
That's what
goddamn
being poor gets you. That's like government insurance, baby.
Oh my God. I need more of that.
I know. Quit your job.
I'm my own boss.
That's really
rough.
I'm
going to have to sit down and talk to myself about these things. And my other one is pursue passion projects without fear of failure.
Love that.
Now, my sister said something to me that was like a
okay
moment. Okay. All right. She said, fail forward. And I was like, what?
Shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Yeah, but that one sounds stupid.
I hate that one.
I know that that's real, but because it was on a choir shirt I had one time, I can't take it seriously.
Agreed. But fail forward.
I was like, so if I don't succeed, if I'm not good at something, at least I moved forward.
Well, yeah, that's... So I started out the year in a different school, going to my third school. College, and I actually completed that
school. You learned as much as you could.
That's exactly it. And
reframe it.
Well, hold on.
Sorry. Sorry.
I wasn't beating myself up.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just so used to you doing it.
I know. You were being proactive. Yeah. I appreciate that. But then I decided about halfway through schooling that I was like, I'm going to finish schooling, but I fucking hate this. Yeah. I hate this. And if I have to do this for the rest of my life, I'm going to wake up and cry every day.
Right.
Because it's not what I want to do. It wasn't bad. I learned a lot. I finished schooling and I got A's on everything. Yeah. And I did great. Pat myself on the back. But as soon
despite
as I was...
your dyscalculia.
Yeah. Which was really in my way. But as soon as I was done with it, I was like, I will be happy if I never have to do that shit ever again. Yeah. But as soon as I was done, I felt like a failure. But that night that I told Corey about it, that we had that talk and I got it off my chest and was like, he's going to leave me because he realizes that I am this indecisive, whatever. This is the third school that I've gone to. And he was like, what do you think you really want to do? We were watching a true crime show.
Mm.
And I was diagnosing the girl.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Just because I read about psychology. I love psychology just as like a hobby.
Yeah.
And so they were talking about her and I was like, yeah, that sounds like she had dissociative... identity disorder, mm-hmm. I think is what I called it. And he was like, what? And then literally 2 seconds later, they were like, she got diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder. And he looked over at me and he's like, have you seen this before? I'm like, no, I just read a lot. And he was like, why don't you do something like this? It was his idea. And
now,
I was like,
I have done schooling that was someone else's idea and it was a bad idea.
But this has always been my idea.
Yeah.
This was my idea from high school. Yeah. But I was told, you won't make any money around here. You'll have to go to a big city or, you're not going to be able to get into a school. Cause at that point,
guess what? People got problems right here, baby.
Yeah. Turns out. And I thought I couldn't go to a community college and still get a degree.
Yeah.
And you can.
Right.
You can go and get a master's.
Turns out.
Yeah. You can do online schooling. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
So, yeah.
So then he just kind of, he piggybacked onto my idea that I already had. One could say I might have manipulated that situation. But either way,
one might, one isn't.
I'm not saying anything, but yeah. I'm just saying I might have led him to the point.
But still, you, I wouldn't say that you failed. But
I don't think I did fail. But I moved forward.
Right.
Because that moment of failure, quote mm-hmm. unquote, was what led me to do the thing that I am like, yeah. I'm waking up every day looking forward to school.
Aww,
I know.
That's so good.
Thank you. Because before that other school, I woke up and I was like, I wanna die.
See, I don't know if it was Saturn and Jupiter or if it was just like therapy or mm-hmm. a combination of both since they happened on the same day.
Yeah.
But ever since then, I have had a huge mind shift, a huge mood shift, a huge, it might be Biden, honestly. I don't know. But this whole idea of failing forward, uh-huh. maybe that's just it.
It's so good.
Honestly, I want it to be it, but I'm scared.
I know.
I'm scared of what it's going to turn into over the next.
Failing.
Well, I don't want to be, I don't want to be
manifest failure.
This, yes. I don't want to be in this position next year and being like, hey, remember how stupid we were when we said these things? Even though we probably will. But like last year was real dumb.
Yeah. But we could have never seen this coming.
We couldn't possibly be that dumb again.
No.
And that's a statement I'm going to regret.
Oh, no.
Well, I think that's all I had.
That's all I have. All
right. Well, hey, guys, remember when we said that's the that on stuff?
Hey, that's the that on us being fucking dumb.
In 2020, we look forward to hanging out with you guys
in 2021. Ah! Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're out.
Goodbye.